Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy world one mindful moment at a time. Now, today we're diving into something super important, self-love and self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly putting everyone else first? Like you're running on empty, just trying to keep up with the demands of life? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies busyness and often pushes us to sacrifice our own well-being for others, or even for achievements. But here's the truth. You can't pour from an empty cup. To show up as your best self for the people you love and the things you care about, you gotta prioritize yourself first. Think of it like this. Imagine you're on a plane. Before takeoff, the flight attendants remind you to put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. Why? Because if you pass out from lack of oxygen, you can't help anyone else. It's the same with self-love and self-care. You need to take care of yourself first so you have the energy, the focus, and the emotional reserves to truly be there for others. So, let's get into some practical tips for cultivating that love and care for yourself. First up, recognize your worth. This is huge. You are valuable, worthy of love, and deserving of happiness, just as you are. Period. No matter your achievements, your job title, or what anyone else says, remember that your intrinsic worth isn't dependent on external validation. Think about it this way. You wouldn't treat a beautiful piece of art with disrespect, would you? You'd admire its uniqueness and appreciate the effort that went into creating it. Well, treat yourself with the same level of respect and appreciation. Number 2, listen to your body. Pay attention to those signals your body is sending you: fatigue, hunger, stress, even boredom. Are you pushing through pain or ignoring discomfort? Learn to recognize when you need a break, a change of pace, or even just a moment of quiet reflection. Remember, resting isn't laziness. It's essential for recharging your batteries and showing up as your best self. Think about it like this. Your phone needs charging every day, right? Well, so do you. Thirdly, set boundaries. This is a game changer. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. It's okay to prioritize your time and well-being. You are not obligated to please everyone all the time. Remember, saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and resentment. Next up, practice gratitude. This one might sound simple, but it makes a huge difference. Take a few moments each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These little joys add up and shift your perspective towards positivity. Last but not least, invest in activities you love. Make time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading, painting, hiking, dancing, or simply spending time in nature. These activities nourish your soul and remind you of what truly matters. Let me tell you a story. I once had this friend, Sarah, who was constantly running herself ragged. Work deadlines, family commitments, social events, she was juggling it all, barely getting any sleep. But one day, she realized she was feeling completely drained and disconnected from herself. She decided to take a weekend trip by herself, something she hadn't done in years. She went camping in the mountains, spent hours reading by a lake, and hiked through forests filled with towering trees. It was a simple escape, but it completely transformed her. When she came back, she had a newfound sense of clarity and energy. She started setting boundaries at work, saying no to extra commitments, and scheduling regular time for activities that brought her joy, like painting and yoga. So, remember this. Self-love isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. It's about recognizing your worth, listening to your body, setting boundaries, practicing gratitude, and investing in activities that bring you joy. Ready to start decluttering those negative thought patterns and cultivating a little more love for yourself? I know you can do it. Take one small step today, even something as simple as taking a 10-minute walk in nature or journaling about your feelings. Remember, every little step counts. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. You never know who you might inspire. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.